Hey there, welcome to Let's Build Together, a podcast on personal development and a variety of topics. I'm your host, Lav. Today's episode is Unscripted, another story time. Before we get into the episode, I just wanted to say thanks to each and every single person who has been listening to my episodes. From the first episode up until now, thank you very much for staying around for this long and just listening to each and every one of my episodes. Even if you haven't listened to all of them, it's okay. Still have some time to catch up. They're not that long. I have learned so much from each and every episode. Like when I had to do some research a little bit, I learned so many things, burnout, about myself. Even when I didn't have to, like, not even on my podcast, but on other people's podcasts, especially Khalifa's podcast, I learned so much about myself, which is just crazy. Let's get into this episode about the time that I almost got killed by a turkey. I'm really not that good at explaining, but I'll try. I was very, very, very young at this time, and I was staying, I was at my grandmother's house from my mother's side. The province where my grandmother stays in, more rural than urban. At my grandma's place, they had chickens and turkeys. And yeah, chickens and turkeys and the whole entire, I can't say we had a garden. No, we didn't. We never had a garden. So the yard is really huge. What happened was, I really don't remember the exact details of what happened. But I know I was outside alone. Everyone was inside the house or either the in front of the house, because I was at the back, sitting at the back, and at the back, that's where the chickens and turkeys were most of the time, actually all of the time. So when I was sitting there at the back, I don't know what I did, I don't know if it was the mother or the baby, but I made a turkey so angry, and it's actually my fault because I'm the one who provoked it. And I made it so angry that it started chasing me. It was scary. And that turkey looked at me. It was standing like still for a few minutes. Then it looked at me. Oh my word. Immediately when I saw it look at me, I was like, snap, I'm dead. I ran and it started chasing me and I kept on running. I ran around the whole entire house. Oh my word. Around the whole entire house. I think about two times before I ended up in front of the kitchen door. Yeah, the kitchen had a door. But anyway, kitchen had a door that led to the outside. So I ran so hard, and then in front of the kitchen door, there was this place where my grandfather worked for making fans and so on. So I jumped on the table and I was like, finally, I felt a sense of relief because like, there's no way that this turkey could jump up here. It's way too high. And chickens, turkeys don't even fly. Snap. I was proved wrong. That turkey flew up. Oh my word. It flew up onto the table and it flew up on the table and I quickly jumped off, ran inside the house, crying. Even though I provoked the turkey, I was crying so bad. And my whole entire family was like, why she ran, like, when I was running around the house twice, they noticed that something was wrong. And I was like, this turkey is chasing me, it's chasing me. Oh my god. So I ran inside the house, and that's when they managed to stop the turkey, and it cooled down and went away, forgot about me. So while I was busy there crying still after the turkey had just chased me, trying to bite my head off. Oh my word. But trying to bite my head off, my family, my whole entire family was laughing at me. Even my grandma was laughing at me, and she was like, next time you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't provoke chickens or the turkeys. And I was like, yeah, lesson learned, I'm never gonna do that again. And ever since that time, whenever I see a turkey that looks exactly the same as the one that tried to kill me, I just like, I'm like, oh, distance. Can we keep a little bit of distance between us? I've been so scared of turkeys. That was me being chased down, or rather trying to be killed by a whole entire turkey. And right now, whenever I think about the story, it's sort of funny, because like, how on earth could I be scared of a turkey? A turkey. But anyway, that was a short story time about the time that a turkey tried to kill me. And I just wanna say, the moral of this whole entire weird story that I'm trying to talk about is that don't try to provoke people. Please don't provoke anyone. Even if they look quiet, shy, or it's like they won't do anything to you, please just don't provoke them, because you would never ever know what they're gonna do. Like, I never expected that whole entire turkey to come after me, chase me, fly on top of the table just to try and kill me. So please don't ever provoke anyone at all, even if it's just for fun, for a video prank. No, please don't try that. But anyway, that's it for today's episode. Lots of love from me to you, and I'm out.